When I was reading the chapter in the book about the Ackerman, now there's one thing
Yes.
where it said there's things I can learn from my counterpart's high anchor. That's what I was wondering. What can I learn from my counterpart's high anchor?
All right, great question. And so the reality is, it depends, right? Kind of classic negotiator's answer to that is it depends. Some of the things that you could be looking for is number one, are they just using you for information? That happens so often in the private sector, especially if you've ever heard the term RFP. That's what that is. Please submit your information here so that we can compare it to everybody else in your industry. That's essentially what RFP stands for, right? Request for proposal. So that's the first thing to learn from an anchor is what is their actual intention in doing business with you. The second thing to learn from an anchor is are they just trying to cut your throat, right? Is the reality is like we got two people on our list. We want to see which one's throat we can cut, whoever's throat we can actually, right, get to, that's the one we'll do business with. And so that will tend to lead to a lot of angers. Those are the two big ones. One thing I will also add in there, and we'll get to this a little bit when we talk about the slides, but this is kind of a prequel to it. I've mentioned before the idea of proof of life, right? And ideally, you've heard that at some point. It's not something that you're going to find in a robust format and never split the difference, right? Because for all intents and purposes, it's kind of sad, but at the same time, true. If you're operating completely off of never split the difference, you're working on with Windows 95, right? You got software that works, it's outdated. And so specifically in regards to proof of life, the idea behind it is getting the other side to state your value proposition, right? We no longer approach negotiation with a value proposition in mind that we want the other side to sit and listen to as we work our way through it, right? We don't do that. We show up and we make the other side tell us our value proposition through the use of this proof of life concept. And so the idea really behind this is, and it sounds very manipulative, the reality is it is an attempt to get people to realize stuff. And if someone spends a bunch of time telling you why you're great and why it's such a good idea to do business with you, it makes it very hard for them to grind you down on the numbers at the end of the conversation. That just doesn't match mentally in a human's brain, where it's like, you're great, we need you, we have to have you. Now I want it for $6. Right? It's they can't tell you how great you are because great stuff costs money. And so that's one of the reasons why we put so much emphasis on trying to eliminate bargaining. And this proof of life concept is a big piece of it. And so if you've done that, and maybe you're still trying to decipher, like, are they genuine? Are they just trying to stack me up against somebody else? And then they anchor on you. Right, they tell you, Christopher, you're wonderful. We need your stuff. Professionals are expensive, and amateurs cost a fortune, and we need a professional. Right, and then you get to the end, and they go, "Here's my anchor." That's instantly a red flag. That's a sign to start injecting fear of loss in the format of, seems like this isn't something you really want to do. Looks like this is something you're willing to walk away from, right? And those being the direct responses to the anchor, right? My anchor is $100 million. You're selling it for 125. I'm an anchor at 100 or whatever it is, right? You do not respond with a number. You do not respond with justifications. You do not respond with data. You come back with, sounds like you're not really looking to make a deal today. And you'd be shocked at how quickly that anchor turns around if they're genuine. If they want to continue to fight you and grind you, after you've hit them with that, the proof of life, the follow-up label, they're still grinding. Best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. They've indicated that they want to grind you down to a stump. no matter what you say or how great they think you are. So then the question you got to start asking yourself is, do I actually want to do business with this person? Like, we could make a deal today. Do I want to deal with this problem for the next 5 or 6 years straight? In reality, it's probably not, right? No deal is always better than a bad deal.